Hey, BillO'Reilly.com premium members, welcome to the No Spin News, Wednesday, May 13th, 2020. Fight for your freedom and for your health. Want to welcome all our new premium and concierge members. We had another flood over the weekend. We are humbled. And, you know, I'm not a humble guy. I'm not going to be some phony, but I am humbled by the millions of page views we now have on BillO'Reilly.com because we tell you the truth. And we're going to lead tonight with the pandemic and political strategies. In a perfect world, we all work together to defeat the virus, right? Democrats, Republicans, independents all work together, all try to help each other. In a perfect world, we are not in that. So we have two political parties desperately trying to maintain power. Donald Trump is a hateful figure in the liberal circles. All of that playing in. So the Republican strategy, we'll start with the GOP, is to open the economy as soon as possible so that momentum picks up in the fall and sweeps Donald Trump to re-election. It's a fairly simple strategy, and Republican governors are implementing it, most notably in Georgia. We will have a special report on Georgia next Tuesday. I'm waiting that long because I want to see if there's any reigniting of the virus in the Peach State. You got to give it a little time. So the Republican governors are opening and the Democrat governors largely are not. Why? Because of politics. The media, almost 90% of it is against reopening. Just in my local newspaper today, Newsday, which hates Donald Trump. Oh, we can't open on Long Island. Well, hey, there are a lot of people hungry on Long Island. And you better start opening, Governor Cuomo, here. The city is a whole different situation. Anyway, so the Republican Party wants to open, wants to get momentum back, and is running solely on that right now. Nothing else really matters. Democratic Party does not want to open the economy and has a legitimacy of public health. It has that. A lot of people are scared. Now the polls, and we'll lead with the polls tomorrow, are all over the place and they're not accurate. I mean, there was a very good poll for Donald Trump today. It's not accurate. And there was a terrible poll for Donald Trump yesterday. It's a bunch of bull. But we'll lay it out there so you know what's going on. So you can see that the virus now is the number one issue in a presidential election. Now, there is no doubt it's better for the country to reopen the economy. There's no doubt about that. But you've got to do it in a way that doesn't cause massive death. It's doable if everybody worked together. It's absolutely doable. Now, when you have very liberal countries in Europe opening up, Germany is the best example of this. Germany's opening up. Professional soccer starts there on Saturday. And by the way, we have Bob Costas, the legendary sportscaster, coming up to talk about whether we're going to open up baseball here and other sports. But Germany, you keep an eye on that. Because Merkel doesn't want to do that. She does not want to open the German economy. But she has to. Because the people are broke. And they have got to have money to buy food. So she is. And that has to happen here. California, as I told you yesterday, is in a state of insurrection. They gave in to Musk. I'll report it in a moment. Musk said, hey, I'm opening in the Bay Area. I'm opening my car plant and blank you. Arrest me. And what did the California authorities do? They folded. Same thing with the beaches in Southern California. They told people not go to the beach. 40,000 showed up at the beach. That's an insurrection. So the Republicans are hoping, and you know, I got to be honest with you, that more insurrections happen. We don't want civil unrest, but we're seeing civil disobedience. No violence here, and that's what I'm worried about. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Now, this bogus $3 trillion phase four virus bill, this is put together solely by Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi and her fun friends, all right? And this bill is ridiculous. It's never going to pass. There's not a Republican in this country going to vote for it. Even Romney won't vote for this. All right? It's insane. Not only does it run up the federal debt from 25 to 28 trillion, not only does it do that, but it has a number of things in there that you don't know about because the media will never tell you, but I will. And I discussed this in detail on Sean Hannity's radio program today. You might want to listen to that because Hannity didn't even know about a bunch of this. But our researchers here at BillO'Reilly.com are superb. Number one, the bill, which is supposed to alleviate the suffering of Americans affected by the pandemic, people have lost jobs in their businesses, the bill has a protection from deportation to almost every undocumented worker in the country. Why? Because the Democrats want that. And I'll tell you why in a moment. So, it would not only stop all deportations, unless you're a criminal and you shoot somebody, all right? It would protect the employers that hire you. Government could not prosecute them in this bill, okay? It's insane. And then it would do a whole bunch of other things that would give undocumented people citizenship in a very short period of time. That's in this bill. Secondly, marijuana. The word cannabis is mentioned 68 times in this stimulus bill. Why? Why? And there is a provision that pot merchants, people who sell the drug in places like Colorado, California, Washington State, could have access to federal banks where they don't now. Because remember, using and selling marijuana is still against federal law. Why is this in there? Why? My final thought, which I think you'll appreciate in a moment, first this.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
And now the final thought of the day. All right, the pandemic will end, and I hope soon. Obviously, everybody hopes that. I don't want to be trite. But after it's over, things are going to change in this country and around the world. First thing, fewer Americans will travel, at least for the shorter term. So you'll be able to get your hotel reservations. Airlines can be some chaotic. All right, but if you want to drive, some beautiful places in America to see. Second, people are going to exercise more because they're doing that now. They're so bored, they're going out and they're walking or jogging or home gym, and that's going to stay. I don't think they're going to go to the exercise salons, but they're going to exercise, and that's good. Okay, now here's a key one. More Americans are going to move to the country. All right, they're going to move their permanent residences to the country if they can. They can work and certainly get a little place for vacation. Country living will rise in this country because look, it's in New York City. You really want to live in New York City? Oof. And I've lived in this area my whole life. All right, the media is done. When President Trump leaves office, either in January or 4 years later, over. People distrust the media in tremendous numbers, as well they should. Unfortunately, faith is going to weaken. Organized religion is going to weaken in this country. Now, it may make a comeback, but in the near term, fewer people will go to services. And finally, friendships are going to change. So who during this pandemic are you associating with on the phone, by email, texting? Those people will solidify their place in your life. The other people who haven't checked in with you, you know, they're not reliable correspondents, they're going to go by the wayside. All right, those are my predictions. And a final thought, we will see you tomorrow. We have a really good show on the board for you tomorrow.